walk through Honolulu's Chinatown, and the clashes of building styles and ways of life quickly come into view. Chinatown's community came together last month for the Chinatown Action Summit. Since then, an organization that goes by the acronym SHADE, that stands for Sustainable Humanitarian Architecture Design for the Earth, well, that group has offered workshops to follow up on the city-sponsored summit. Part of the makeover mix includes an urban planning and design technique that's part of a movement in other cities. SHADE founder and architect Dean Sakamoto joins us now by phone to school us in urban acupuncture. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth.
Good to talk to you. As we talk about this term urban acupuncture, and we've seen this happen in other cities, how would you describe it?
Well, I guess the analogy is to acupuncture as we know it, the traditional form of Chinese therapy. But in this case, the metaphor here is the city, or a portion of the city. And imagine Chinatown as the body, or the exquisite corpse of urban fabric. And you know, it's a two-step process for us. You know, we kept it simple. We assess Chinatown in its physical terms, and also met with a lot of people. So we engaged socially and did conducted an analysis of the social and physical conditions of Chinatown. And now we're at the stage where we're starting to think of where the pressure points are and what kind of positive interventions we can make to help improve Chinatown.
Dean, excuse me for a moment, but we're having a little bit of a difficulty hearing you. If you can speak right into the handset, we might be able to hear you a little bit better.
Okay. How is it now? Is it better?
It's a little bit, but we've gotten a little bit of backfeed there. So we'll see if we can just continue on and hopefully hear what you have to say, because we want to talk to you about this. So looking at the community and the people who came out and have been going to the workshops and giving you feedback, how would you describe them?
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Okay, it looks like we're having a problem with the phone. Dean, we're going to try to give you a call back and get you back on the phone and hope that that will do well. We're talking with Dean Sakamoto. We hope we'll be talking with him again shortly in just a moment about a series of workshops that have been following on the heels of the Chinatown Action Summit to look at the area and see how it best might not just get a makeover to make it look pretty, but to function well and be what the community would like it to be. Dean, are you back there?
I'm here, yes.
Oh, good. Much better. Much better. Thank you. So we talked last week with architect Donald Gu, who's going to be honored this weekend. And as he was talking a lot about impulses that he has seen in architecture over the last 55 years, he mentioned that one of the latest is really to bring places or put together places where people will really gather. How do you see that impulse playing out through the ideas that you've talked about with urban acupuncture?
Well, people come together in two ways in regard to what we're doing with Chinatown. The first is they come together through this process of community engagement, where we facilitate a discussion to get their feedback, to understand, you know, from their perspective as stakeholders in Chinatown, you know, what the problems are, you know, what works, what doesn't work, and what the opportunities are. And that's the first level of getting people together. So we talk about the place, we strike up a conversation, we build trust. And then the second way of getting together is you know, when we reap the benefits of the improvement, when things start to change, we get to enjoy, you know, what we build together, what we plan, design, and build together. And that's what we're looking forward to.
Well, Chinatown has a long way to go to get to that point. We've seen a lot of issues with Chinatown, not just with homeless populations, but crime, other issues that just don't make it necessarily a very welcoming place, despite the fact that there are events that happen in Chinatown with, you know, First Fridays, et cetera. But how do you make that leap from where it is you think that the community wants to go, and they've expressed to you at least in the last month or so, and begin to move it toward a place that is welcoming, that does foster the kind of community gathering that you're talking about?
Okay, first of all, you know, I'm going to keep it lively here, Beth Ann. I'm going to mildly disagree with you, you know, by saying that I think Chinatown is not so far off from being an incredible place, and I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, you know, in terms of it, Chinatown being a TOD or a transit-oriented district, when the rail comes in 2019 at the bottom of Kekaulike Street, Chinatown already has a traditional urban structure with its block system, with its fairly narrow streets, its small properties, and its multiple historical buildings, and a few public spaces, you know, three parks in the area. So, you know, it just needs to be cleaned up. You know, we have some infrastructure issues. We can improve the streetscapes and the parks, make them more program specific. And there's even talk about pedestrianizing some of the streets and improving the Riverwalk, for example, and bringing Chinatown to the waterfront. So I think of all of the transit-oriented districts that the city is starting to plan for the rail, I think Chinatown is the closest because it already is a TOD with the bus line going down Hotel Street.
From the transportation side, absolutely. But in terms of some of those other impulses that you were talking about to make it free for people to walk around and to feel safe and that the area, you know, welcomes them, from block to block now as you walk around, it can be a little bit dicey. So what would you say might be a first thing that you'd like to see done to be able to improve the ability of people to walk around and to feel safe?
You know, I think the first thing we need to do is we need to empower the citizens and stakeholders in Chinatown, the friends of Chinatown, to take responsibility and to get involved, not only in the planning process, but to be involved in the everyday life and stewardship of the district. We, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right about the, you know, the dicey areas. You know, I rode my bike through there on Friday night on my way home. And, you know, it's almost two halves of Chinatown, right? There's the you know, where it's dark at night and then where it's light at night, where you have activity, like where the new bars and restaurants are and the art galleries. And then other parts close earlier. So, you know, I think ultimately what needs to happen is we need to create a place or some kind of an organization, a group that's committed to the place. Right? Chinatown is a living and expanding and thriving place of economic activity, of gathering, of commerce, and of people living there. So we need this place and an organization, and it could be a community-based design or organization because where urban acupuncture comes from, where this method of urbanism comes from, is from the urban design field. Most famously, Jaime Lerner, who was the mayor of Curitiba, Brazil, who was trained as an architect, started, took on this this approach that he calls urban acupuncture from the 1970s to the present, and has dramatically improved, his city. Through its transportation and through placemaking.
And Los Angeles is using this now, too, to retool some of its areas as well. I wish we had more time to talk, but we'll catch up with you again and see how this continues to develop in the redevelopment of Chinatown. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we'll stay tuned to your show. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Dean Sakamoto is an architect and the founder of SHADE. That stands for Sustainable Humanitarian Architecture Design for the Earth. SHADE is helping the Chinatown community to solve its immediate problems and prepare for rail construction and TOD.